The wind is playing havoc. Your plight and others like it could be under constant scrutiny. Under the leaves, plants, sap, and the liquids which they suck, have forgotten what they're called, are only recorded sporadically behind closed doors, perfect and frail, where ample spaces utter their mass invasion. So all the powers that be, sign and share, make tremble the animal forest we toil by day, where we're going to abide, where they won't know, won't hurt them asking, and won't be around to see the effects. So I came to this project because it was a commission, but I was trying to find a way in to connect my own practice, which is often to the non-human and human animals, with this idea of a revolution. And I came across Thomas McDonagh and another poet called Francis Ledwidge, who were poets at the time. Thomas McDonagh was one of the leaders of the 1916 uprising, but also was a poet and was very involved in the Cultural Revolution. He contributed to trying to kind of raise awareness of Ireland's cultural past and try to generate new, inspiration for, say, Irish poetry and things like that. So he was executed in 1916. And I was interested, he's connected with a particular bird that's extinct in Ireland now, so that's why I kind of connected him with Francis Ledwidge, who was another poet who was killed in the First World War, but also had an interest in Irish politics. And he wrote him a lament, which also mentions this bird. So because my own interests are often things like extinction or the environment, that kind of thing, I was also interested in this idea of exclusion today. How I made these poems was I took pieces of Thomas McDonagh's poetry, pieces of Francis Ledwidge's poetry, and then material from different Facebook activists today. They're just throwaway comments that are going on in conversations online. I'm thinking of, because the show itself was called A Different Republic, so I was also thinking about how the internet is very much part of, I guess you could say, goes across different kind of borders today, because people meet on the internet and it's this completely other world that connects people in the one hand and brings together people that may never meet for common causes. But at the same time, it's also has this kind of sinister aspect also of surveillance. And I think I referred to it in that poem there, you could be under scrutiny, you know, so it has this kind of different side. So that's why I was trying to bring together these different realities, like the past, Thomas McDonagh and Francis Ledwidge writing their poems in a house and publishing them. And today it's just this fast moving online kind of culture of sharing ideas. So, and also on a poetic level to bring these different languages together, because they're both, but a lot of the material I was collecting online was also environmental, I wanted to kind of use the language metaphorically as a critique of the forces that act on us today that actually are outside borders in terms of country as well. So even though this show is about the Irish state, really like there's things coming into this country that are, you know, globalism and neoliberalism and capitalism, ideas that have been adopted in, which I suppose has always been the way, but in particular here, like the struggle for things like housing is a real problem. There's a lot of homelessness at the moment, and property ownership and things like that. But just it's becoming more and more individualistic society. So, and I think in terms of the connection with the show and disability and exclusion, I was just thinking a lot about that. How, you know, even the idea that's set up about how to be successful is so narrow that even the people who want it can't even get it, because say even the people who want to say buy a house, it's becoming completely distorted that they can't do it. And I think there's a lot of stress around this idea that, you know, you don't belong because you can't get these certain things, when actually there's all these potentialities of living and being really good.